loyal listeners, new listeners, friends of the SPCA, we've been keeping a secret from you, and we're so sorry. Today on the podcast, we are going to finally say it out loud and let you in. So buckle up. You're going to be the first to know. Joining me today is Dr. Mike Akerley. Dr. Akerley graduated from the Atlantic Veterinary College in 2009, and he has been working here at the Nova Scotia SPCA Veterinary Hospital for 2 years. You might already know Dr. Akerley. In his time with us, he has been very generous to the marketing and communications team. He's been in ads, and most recently you would have seen him on CTV talking about the dangers of summer and our animals. Dr. Akerley, thank you for joining today, and are you happy to let out the secret today?
Yeah, it's exciting news. It's going to be fun to let everybody in on what we already know.
So today, when you came to work, here's the secret. You came to work at basically a new workplace.
Exactly, yeah.
Can you tell everybody where you now work?
I now work at Tartan Tails Animal Hospital.
And how exciting is it to be working at Tartan Tails?
Yeah, it's tremendous. It's a great brand. It's going to be amazing to unveil this to the public and be able to offer our services to everyone in the community.
And so Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital has 3 locations. So would you like to tell everybody where our locations are?
Yeah, sure. So 3 locations is the one that we're currently at here in Dartmouth, in the Burnside Park in 7 Scarf Court. The other one that people will know about is going to be in Cape Breton. And then also we're going to have a brand new hospital in Stellarton, Nova Scotia. It's going to be our 3rd location.
And so Tartan Tails, when you think about the words Tartan Tails, when you first heard, because we launched this with the hospital staff first, so you've been keeping this secret for 2 weeks.
Right.
When you first heard Tartan Tails, what was your immediate gut reaction?
Immediate gut reaction is, wow, how didn't someone else think of this? it just symbolizes like Nova Scotia and community and, you know, everyone bringing everyone together. Just that tartan is just iconic for Nova Scotia. And, you know, tartan also kind of symbolizing like family and, you know, bringing everyone together as our clients and pets part of the family. So it made sense. So, you know, I can't believe that you guys came up with it and no one else had thought of it beforehand.
And shout out to Taylor in the Marcom team who worked and found different taglines and different names. And we all got together and yeah, we were surprised. And yeah. I will say that when the 5 potential names were brought, I gravitated towards Tartan Tails and thought the same thing. Like, no, this can't be available. Yeah. But it was, which is amazing. So talk to me about, I think everybody's question is going to be why, and what does this change?
Yeah, so I think the main reason why is so that, you know, the community knows that Tartan Tails is here for everyone. You know, we're going to be offering our service to everyone in the community, right? We're not just going to be offering our services to those who maybe are in need or, you know, don't have the means for their pets, but we're here for everyone and anyone who needs, you know, good quality medicine, delivering the best for their pet. That's who we're here for. So yeah, that's going to be the main thing.
And I think the thing is you're really hitting on something that we have been watching over the past couple of years. And that is people didn't know we were for everyone.
Right.
And so the idea behind renaming the hospitals Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital is so that when people are trying to find a veterinary hospital for their animal, that we will pop up.
Right?
Because right now it starts with SPCA.
Yeah.
And people might think, no, I can't. The second part of the question, what's going to change in terms of care?
Nothing. Nothing changes. I mean, we're still here to deliver the best quality medicine, the best quality surgery to everyone. So, you know, in terms of what services and what care is delivered, it's still going to be that high quality, you know, top shelf, best medicine and surgery that we can offer to your pets.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I think that's going to be a concern for a lot of our listeners when they're listening to the podcast and seeing this new brand rollout, which is happening today. Let's talk about the logo, because that is always the part of the brand that everybody focuses on. So let's just get straight to that one too. So can you describe, for those who might be listening in the car and haven't seen on social yet that this change has happened, can you describe the logo? What do you think about the logo?
The logo's amazing. Again, you know, I go back to my previous response of like, how did someone not come up with this sooner? Because it's great. It encompasses everything. So if I was to explain it, it has a medical cross. I'll think of what the Red Cross looks like. And then at the top of that cross, at the north point, is going to be a silhouette of a dog head and a cat head imposed in each other. And then on the west side of that cross is going to be the tartan as a tail that kind of swoops down across. And it's great. It's eye-catching. It's simple. Contrast is nice. It's elegant. It looks great.
And thank you, because that is a local graphic designer, Anissa Francoeur, who designed that
awesome.
For us.
And
so shout out.
Yeah. It's an amazing job.
I love it. I love it so much. And I know that you've got new scrubs that the staff will be wearing.
Yep.
The signage is changing. And so you were there when we launched this to all of the hospitals. What was the sense? What was the vibe check that you got?
Just excitement. There's a buzz, you know, it's new. Again, we all love the logo. The brand looks awesome. So again, we're just excited to roll this out and excited for the community to now know that, again, we're here for everyone, right? I think this will really help kind of get rid of that gray area of people not understanding, you know, can I go there? Do I go there? Am I, you know, welcome at that hospital? I think this eliminates that and just lets everybody know that everyone's welcome to come here.
So for branding geeks out there, this is more than a logo. This is more than a name. There are other tactics that we are doing in this rebrand. And one of them is making it easier to find and book an appointment. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, for sure. So I think the main difference is that, you know, at Tartan Tails, we're going to have our own dedicated website at tartantailsvet.ca. The difference there is going to be that, you know, it's not linked within. Previously for the SPCA Veterinary Hospital website, it was under the SPCA umbrella. Through that website, it might have been a little bit difficult for clients to find us and to access and to submit a request for an appointment or for surgery. At the new website at tartantailsvet.ca, it's going to be so much easier to find us, to be able to send us a request for an appointment for surgery, and we will get back to you the next day, if not that day, the next day. So it's going to be a lot easier and a lot more accessible for everybody.
And I think that's really key, is when we were thinking about this rebrand and what we were thinking about, accessibility is one of the things that we really want to hammer home, in the fact that we want to meet pet families where they are,
right,
in the communities where we are, and we want to make it easier. So having that website that you can go to, having dedicated social channels, so you can start following Tartan Tails Vet on all the social channels, and we'll have information up there to help you find those appointments, to see the kind of work that all of the team is doing, and to meet the team.
Right.
So we know that we have Dr. Akerley, who is very generous with his time and coming forward, but that's not the case with all the staff. So you will be able to see some of the staff on our socials and on our website and get to know our veterinary teams.
Yeah, all of my amazing coworkers and those who work in other locations that I don't have the pleasure to work with, but are amazing as well.
And so if you are going to stop, if you're in the car so that you can book an appointment, or if you're putting it as your to-do list, it is Cape Breton and Dartmouth who are open for appointments.
Right.
And we are still waiting on Stellarton,
right,
to open. That's not a secret. We're not keeping a secret from you. We are just still building.
Yeah, and I'm sure that community is just waiting on a bated breath to get that hospital open, because I know there's a need in that community. So, you know, we're going to be ready to help, and we want to be able to do that, hit the ground running. So that's just hang tight. We'll be there soon.
Soon. So, Dr. Akerley, we play a game during our podcast.
Okay.
And it's to get to know our guests a little bit better.
Okay.
It's called Go Fetch. And it is time to play. Are you ready?
All right.
So this is a lightning round where I'm going to throw this ball at you to fetch, and then you throw it back. And I didn't go to school on a sports scholarship. My dog doesn't ask me to play, so I'm not a good throw, but here we go.
Okay.
So who was your first pet?
My first pet would have been Mindy Cat.
If animals could talk, who would be the nicest?
Animals could talk, who would be the nicest between cats and dogs?
Animals.
All the species?
Yes.
Oh my God. That is a lot of... Okay, it's got to be a lab. It has to be.
Okay, so flip to that. If animals could talk, who would be the rudest?
Oh, calico cats.
There is no pause.
No.
Absolutely
no hesitation. Nicest was difficult, meanest, easy.
Okay. You inspire a lot of people when you come out and talk about being a veterinarian and the work that you do. Who is your hero?
Wow. One that always comes top of mind, it would be Terry Fox.
Wonderful. Thank you for playing Fetch.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, Dr. Akerley, let's flip and talk about veterinary care at Tartan Tails. What is the most common appointments that we see?
Most common appointments that we would see would probably, our big differentiators between surgery and wellness, right? So wellness, when we talk about that, those are our annual checkups to make sure your pet is healthy, full nose to tail exam, making sure that every system's checked out, make sure they're updated on their vaccines, making sure they're updated on their parasite medications, and then answer any concerns that our clients have.
And so how often should somebody bring their animal to a veterinarian?
So, to kind of break it down and put it pretty simple, at least once a year, but that recommendation changes as your pet gets older, right? As your pet gets older, there's more health issues, so those senior patients, probably every 6 months is a good idea. If they're younger, at least every year.
And you have been a veterinarian for 15 years.
Yep.
What is your favorite part?
My favorite part is probably, being able to be a voice for these creatures that don't have a voice for themselves. Being able to show clients, maybe health issues that their pet has that they would have otherwise had no idea about, and then being able to address that for them, making sure they're living their healthiest and happiest little lives.
When you look back at the past 2 years that you've been here at what is now Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital, what is a favorite memory that stands out, something that we've done?
It's funny because I was just discussing this with a client that we had in last night because she hadn't been in for a while, and was saying, oh, you guys did such a good job in the spring when we did our record spay and neuter day for the community. And so I'd say that is probably the one that comes top of mind for sure, because that was a full team effort. That was everybody. That was all hands on deck. Everybody here that day. I can't believe what we accomplished. But also not only what we accomplished, that there's probably room to do even more the next year.
Ooh, I think I'm hearing what we're doing next year for World Spay Day. One of the things about working here with this organization is that you can do these things like World Spay Day.
For sure.
But you've also done other things, and I know some of your colleagues have done other things where you go out for a day for wellness clinics, or you have gone and helped at other hospitals. What have you done within the organization outside of maybe the Dartmouth Hospital?
Yes. So, just 2 days ago, Wednesday, myself, one of my technicians, Michelle, and then Jen Nolan, who runs our mobile clinic, we were in Caledonia, just past Bridgewater towards Kedgy, and we did a spay, neuter, trap, neuter, and release program for that community. So for those communities that are having issues with you know, feral cats, lots of those guys. We go down to help out and we spay and neuter to help control the pet population in those areas. So that's something that I've done a handful of times in the past 2 years, as well as my other colleagues as well, the other veterinarians that are here as well. So we kind of share those opportunities. I've gone traveled down to the Cape Breton Hospital when they needed a little bit of a hand. They're short on veterinarians. So have traveled down there for a long weekend in the past to help them out as well. So, I mean, the opportunities within the organization are so many. There's lots and lots of opportunity.
And so that's what I wanted to talk about, is just the uniqueness.
Yeah.
So, you know, like a lot of employers in Nova Scotia, there's lots of opportunities open, and those are on the Nova Scotia SPCA.ca website. And so can you talk about the teams that we have in the veterinary hospitals? Who makes up the team of a veterinary hospital so that you can have a veterinary hospital?
Right. So the team that we have is, I mean, we couldn't do what we do every day. It's just not possible, right? So we start, you know, the first person that you're going to see when you walk into a vet hospital is going to be our receptionist. That's Heidi. So she's answering all of our questions. Yeah, that's right. In Dartmouth. Sorry. I don't know everybody at all the other hospitals, so forgive me, but here at Dartmouth, you're going to see Heidi. She's going to be answering all of our emails, taking all your calls, booking all our appointments, asking all your questions when you come into our hospital. And then next to Heidi, we're going to have our veterinary assistants, and they are amazing. They're responsible for making sure we have all of the equipment that we need to do the surgeries, to make sure that we are able to do the appointments that we have. You know, they're helping us out and making sure you guys have all the information and all of the estimates that you need when you come in to have services done here. And then is our veterinary technicians, right? So, and they're the ones helping us, making sure animal is healthy and having a great anesthetic, waking up great from anesthesia, all of their pain is controlled when they're here for their surgeries, helping us with our vaccinations, doing all of that important work to support the veterinarians that we need every day. And we absolutely couldn't do any of it without any of them. Like, it's just not possible. It is a full team effort. I know a lot of people will come to a vet hospital and they see the veterinarian, but nobody in any vet hospital could do any of this without the amazing teams that we have. It's just not possible.
And we have amazing teams.
Yeah.
We do. And I know here in Dartmouth, the Tartan Tails Dartmouth has a lot of hires from graduates of the veterinary assistant program at the Nova Scotia SPCA College of Animal Welfare. Can you tell me about working, because the students do an internship.
Right.
Some of the students do an internship here, if that's where they choose. Tell me about that relationship. How is that unique to Tartan Tails?
Yeah, so it's unique to Tartan Tails in that, you know, these students that come through the program are getting training in a hospital. You know, their college is, you know, embedded within our hospital. So, you know, they have the opportunity to work firsthand with us. We have the ability to train them. They're right on the floor. So when they come out of the program, they really are ready to hit the ground running, right? So they have not only the knowledge base that they got while they were in their program, but also they have the clinical experience to be able to be an asset to whatever clinic they go right into.
And I don't think I'm giving anything away, but I will hint at the fact that our next podcast in 2 weeks may or may not be the valedictorian.
Ooh.
From this year's class that you may or may not know.
Okay.
Downstairs at Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital.
All right, I won't spoil it.
Well, you know, you've done a great job keeping this secret that we've had, so thank you.
No problem.
I guess my last question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard do you think it's going to be from starting today to say, I work at Tartan Tails Veterinary Hospital? It's like when a new year happens.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was like, that is what it's going to be like. So about 3 weeks of writing 2023. So yeah, it's going to take a little bit, but you know, just like when you said, you took the words right out of my mouth, just like starting a new year, you know, after a couple of weeks, we'll get used to it.
And just like a new year, hopefully it's exciting.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Ickerley, we have another secret.
Oh, no.
but we're not going to tell it. We're not going to tell it, right? I know you're excited about the secret, but...
I am excited about that secret.
So you're just going to have to... you're just going to have to wait a little bit longer before we can tell that secret to. And Dr. Akeley, maybe you'll come back and help us.
Yeah.
Tell
if I could unveil that one, that would be exciting.
Yeah. All right. We're going to cut his mic, everyone, because I think he's getting too excited. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for being part of Tartan Tales and this announcement. We're super excited. Glad that you're excited too. So thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, listeners, it is your turn. Now it is the time to subscribe and share. Let everybody know that Tartan Tales Veterinary Hospital is available to them and their pets. Have a great day.